Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Another political battle being closely watched is the one in the state's 4th congressional district. The race pitting incumbent Congressman Barney Frank and his Republican opponent, Marine Reservist Sean Bilott, is getting heated. That was evident when the two met during and after another televised debate last night at WGBH studios in Alston. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
One of the sharpest exchanges between Barney Frank and Sean Bilott began with a question to Bilott from host Emily Rooney about when people should be able to collect Social Security.
I think that we need to allow individuals to allot a portion of their Social Security payment to an individual account. So that
it's
they
a partial privatization.
Correct. So that they have access to that when they retire. I think you can
at
offset
what age?
That. I don't know. Yeah. The idea of pinning, saying I can sit here today and tell you that it's 68 or 72 or.
Frank didn't miss a beat.
He just suggested 72. I think we ought to rule out.
He did suggest 72.
Mr. Bilott, you just said that. You just said you didn't. I'm sorry that you don't like what you say.
You said
but 70, please don't
maybe.
Blame me for repeating it. No, you said. Could be 68. I don't know if it's 68. I don't know if it's 72. I think it's a great mistake to even suggest that you might get to 72 in Social Security. I believe that instead we ought to be talking about
and you, this you is demagoguery. But go ahead.
Well, it's demagoguery when I quote what you said. You said that it might be 72. I think that that's a great mistake. I think, frankly, part of the problem is that you're not familiar with the district we both want to represent. You go to Fall River, New Bedford, Taunton, you go to people who've been working physically hard all their lives, whether they're men or women, and tell them that no, you can't.
I know more about hard labor than you do, but go ahead.
I understand that you don't like it when I try to make points that you're sort of embarrassed by, but I'm going to continue.
Both men are so good at arguing with each other, it's as if a team of writers was scripting these debates. By this point, Frank and Bilott are like an old couple when they get together. They seem to relish needling each other. They appear comfortable with the idea that they're running against each other, even though Bilott's race against Frank has only taken off in the last few weeks. They get testy, but they never stop being good-natured, and they keep the debate to the issues. Most of the time, after a debate, the candidates go off to their corners and take questions from reporters separately. In this case, like a good, passionate discussion, their debate spilled out into the halls of WGBH. Frank was talking about how Bilott likes the ideas of Congressman Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin who wants to reform Social Security and Medicare.
That he supports Paul Ryan and wishes that Paul Ryan's ideas were in the Republican pledge, and that's why he hadn't supported the Republican pledge. Mr. Bilott will object that I sent it, but I'll send you the copy of his statement as to why he couldn't be for the Republican pledge, because it didn't include Paul Ryan's ideas on entitlements.
He can send it if he can find it or write it himself, because it didn't happen.
But you have said that you support Paul Ryan's ideas.
I did say it because it didn't have entitlement reform. I absolutely said that.
For Bilott, this campaign against Barney Frank, in which he says he's gathering large numbers of small contributions from around the country, is still very new. How new revealed itself a few moments later last night. Bilott was still talking to reporters about Social Security.
It's about getting down and figuring out what good approaches are. And right now, Barney Frank and too many people in Congress positions are.
Bilott noticed that a photographer working for Frank was taking pictures.
You know, we can send you some.
Get used to it, dude. If you want to be a congressman, this
is
nothing.
You're with Barney, right? That's cool.
Several minutes later, Bilott and Frank were still talking, on the street this time, about how appropriate the behavior of Frank's photographer was. The governor's race has deteriorated into accusations about who stabbed whom in the back first. The debate in the 10th congressional district has gotten nasty and personal. But in the 4th district, it is still witty and high-minded and lots of fun. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.